This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A decade after the subprime mortgage mess nearly took down the world financial system, home sales have been running strong in many parts of the U.S. Given that a typical realtor commission runs 6% on a transaction that runs deep into six figures, you can see why membership in the National Association of Realtors has jumped by 25% in the last 4 years. But aspiring agents should note, even as home sale prices continue to climb in hot markets, there can be a meager supply of homes on sale, depending on where you are. That means more competition between realtors. From a marketplace hub at the IdeaStream newsroom in Cleveland, Adrian Ma reports.
Jim Haffey says being a realtor these days is all about hustling. Haffey's a realtor in Northeast Ohio, and on a recent afternoon, he's knocking on doors in the city of Rocky River, hoping to find his next client. Problem is, nobody seems to be home. Except maybe some dogs. Haffey's been in real estate for about a decade, and he says until recently, he wasn't big on going door to door to find potential clients.
But now that there's more people in the business, there's less of that to divvy out.
And he says the influx of new agents is driving him to work even harder.
The housing market is on fire.
Christy Bernard is with the Ohio-based Hondros College of Business. The for-profit school runs classes that prepare students for the state's realtor license exam.
We've definitely seen our enrollment numbers at our real estate school continue to rise year over year.
And she says over 4,000 people took the course in 2017, which is more than double the enrollment a few years ago. One recent graduate of the program is waitress-turned-realtor Catherine Stewart. She got her license in the spring and says all it took her was 7 weeks of night classes and about $1,200. And on her first sale, she made $2,000.
Well, my first commission is like the biggest paycheck I've ever had, ever.
According to the Department of Labor, the median income for realtors is just over $44,000 a year. But in this line of work, no payday is guaranteed. That's why Stewart says she spends a lot of her time on Facebook, looking for hints that people in her network will soon be in the market for a home. Think important life events, like a new job or a new baby.
People getting engaged is a big one. I mean, there is a lot of money to be made in this field. You just got to find it.
And she says she's not worried about competing with the influx of newer agents, because a lot of them will probably quit. And she's kind of right. According to a survey by the National Association of Realtors, many newer agents aren't sure they'll stay in the business more than a couple of years. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.